Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Bernadette Speaks. I am your host, Bernadette, and Happy New Year. It's been a couple of weeks since we've had our show. In fact, this is our very first show for 2015, so thank you again for listening in with us today. I'm really excited, as always, about our show today because we have a really special guest with us today. But before I introduce our guest for today, I wanted to kind of talk about the new year, because I know the new year is just a great time to kind of start over and set your goals. And so I was just wondering how many of you have actually taken some time to set goals for 2015. And hopefully you have given some thought to it, even if you haven't written them all down yet or really planned them out, but you've given some thought to what your goals are for 2015. I know for us here at Bible Book Accounting, we're one of the major goals for 2015. One of my major business goals is to work smarter and not harder. And so I have a variety of ways that I plan to reach that goal, but I decide that that is one of the things that I want to focus on for 2015. And so if you are in business, and I think this show will be a really helpful show with reaching your goals, because today we're talking about soulful sales strategies for success. And so nothing happens until someone sells something. This is a very popular quote by Thomas J. Watson, and it could be a business mantra for many of us. And anyone in business knows that sales is truly the lifeline of a company's success. However, many business owners, especially women, are challenged or are not comfortable in the area of sales. And so that is the reason why we have our very special guest today, Lori Manns, who is a business sales and marketing strategist. And she's here to help us tackle the subject of soulful sales strategies for success. So today, she's going to talk about her five-step process on how to authentically sell your products and service without feeling sleazy or aggressive. You'll learn some key strategies to accelerate the sales process by having conversations that attract prospects to become customers in less time than it would normally take. In addition, you'll learn how to use your soul and soul purpose to identify how to best sell whatever it is that you have to offer, from coaching to consulting options to increase your revenue. We'll talk about how you can connect with our guest today, Lori Manns. And before I bring her on, I just have to give you a disclaimer, because I'm just ultra impressed with her work ethic, because, you know, sometimes people don't always have a good work ethic, but she is not feeling well today, but she is still here on the show. So if she sounds a little off, she's getting over the flu. So I'm just giving you that heads up right now. And Lori, I'm just so grateful that you still honored your commitment to be here with us today. So welcome to the show, Lori.
Thank you, Bernadette. Thank you so much for having me today. It's a pleasure to be here.
And I hope that you get the feeling, I know you're feeling better than you were a couple of days ago, but back to 100% real soon.
Yeah. I've got the antibiotics and the drugs going on. So. It's all good.
Yeah. Like, drugs help in these kind of situations, right?
Absolutely.
So before we get started, because I have a list of questions that I want to ask you, tell us a little bit about you and how you got started with coaching and consulting with business owners in the areas of sales.
Well, my background is sales and marketing. I spent 20-plus years in corporate America as a sales and marketing account manager for two of the largest radio groups in the country, CBS and Cox. And I worked with a lot of Fortune 500 and Fortune 1000 corporations, selling them marketing and advertising programs that would help them to sell more products and services. And so in 2009, I left corporate America and decided that I wanted to start my own business and work with small business owners, because in my stint of working in corporate America, every time I would have clients that were in the small business sector, it seemed that a lot of them never had any formal training about how to sell their products and services, and they kind of just, you know, flew by the seat of their pants and really depended upon, you know, just the economy and things that they really couldn't control in terms of their profit plan and the bottom line that they had for their business. So I wanted to help people who traditionally did not have formal sales training, formal marketing training, but still had a very good entrepreneurial sense and a sense about business and, you know, had some really great products and services to offer. But, you know, they just lacked that expertise in the areas where I excelled in. So I set out to become an entrepreneur and learn everything I could about entrepreneurship and, you know, try to help people in that area because, you know, on the contrary, I knew everything about sales and marketing and advertising, but I didn't know a thing about being in business, you know. I didn't know anything about being an entrepreneur. So it's kind of, you know, six in one hand, half a dozen in the other. You need both. So that's the whole purpose of me wanting to really help entrepreneurs and small business owners to navigate the world of sales and marketing, because, you know, it really does hinge on a business's overall success.
Yeah. And sales is just one of those. It's almost like I think in every business there's a bad word. You know, and so in your business, sales is probably the bad word. And my business is budgeting, or taxes, one or the other. So we all have that bad word. And so some people just think of it, oh, I'm not a salesperson, or but if you're going to be in business, you have to at some point learn to sell your product and or service. So.
Absolutely.
So you talk about soulful selling, like selling in a soulful manner. What indicates mm-hmm. whether or not you're selling soulfully or not?
Well, I like to think of it as you're aligning your soul's purpose with what you're in business for. So when you are selling for the purpose of just gaining a customer or the purpose of just making money, you're not selling from a soulful perspective.
Hmm.
Because when you really sell from a soulful perspective and you are aligned with why it is that you're in business, if you're truly in business to help people solve a specific problem or a specific challenge, then your first and foremost objective is to help. And by helping, I mean to serve. So if you are serving them because you're helping them for you, you know, you're helping people with their taxes. You're helping people, you know, to get the best tax return that they possibly can so they can get money back or, you know, whatever it is that their goals are. And so when you sell from a soulful perspective, you're objective is number one to help and make sure that you are actually creating a solution for someone who has a specific problem.
Hmm.
And it's not just about the money.
So soulful selling is creating a solution.
Yeah, it's selling with a solution mentality and a mindset of service.
I like that.
Thank you. That's how I have to break it down to my clients, because for a lot of women, they feel like you know, it's sleazy and it's, you know, slick if you're, you know, selling, but it's the opposite.
Yeah, because, I mean, sell, if you don't sell, then you don't stay in business. That's really the bottom line.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you don't sell, you don't have a business. And, you know, you don't convert prospects into paying clients by not selling your products and services. So, you know, that's really what it boils down to. And, you know, any of my clients that feel uncomfortable selling, I ask them, you know, how long do you want to be in business? Because if you don't get comfortable with selling, you're not going to be in business very long.
Right, right. And what is it, like, why is it that women have such a hard time with selling, or they have this fear about selling?
Well, I think it is women, or some women, associate sales with aggression and masculinity and even the sleaziness that I talked about before. They think that if they push their products and services too much, that they're being too aggressive and not, you know, feminine enough. And so they don't want to come across as ballsy or, you know, overbearing or too aggressive. So they kind of take the low road, and they kind of take the back seat. And I think it also could be low self-esteem, you know, and having anxiety around, you know, getting the money that you deserve for whatever it is that you have to offer. So, you know, I've seen, you know, some women in business, you know, when they should be charging double what they're charging, you know, they're not charging enough because they are, you know, feeling some anxiety about actually charging for their time, energy, and effort and the actual product or service that they're delivering. So there's a lot of reasons why, you know, particularly women sometimes have issues and trepidation around the sales process. But, you know, one of the things is that you have to not think of selling as an intrusion. You know, you have to think of selling as a service. And so people tend to think of selling as, oh, I'm bothering them. Oh, I'm, you know, bugging them or harassing them. Yeah, if you are doing the hard clothes and you really are harassing somebody, you're calling them every day, you know.
And we know those types, right?
Yeah, that's not a good look. And that's not what we're suggesting that you do. But if you come from a consultative approach and you actually try to figure out how it is that you can help somebody, you know, then it's going to be a whole different animal. And it's going to feel like you're just having a conversation with them. And if you can help them, great. And if you don't, that's great too. But if you just come from a place of, hey, tell me what's going on with you and let me show you what I have that might help you out in that situation. You know what I mean? It sounds a lot different.
Mm-hmm. So how do you know when someone it has those fears? I know you mentioned that a lot of times they don't charge enough. Are there other signs to you as a marketing professional to where you know someone has a fear of selling?
Yeah, typically you can tell with their self-esteem. You can tell with their income. It kind of goes up and down. You can tell with some of their products and services. They might introduce something new to their business, a new product or a new service, and it doesn't really take off as well as it should because they haven't properly marketed it and they haven't properly sold it and they haven't properly shown people what the advantages and disadvantages and benefits are of that item. So there are a lot of telltale signs that, you know, show up in people's businesses that show you that they're not comfortable with selling.
Yeah. So how do you help people overcome these bad habits or these signs of not being able to sell themselves?
It's a step process. And basically it starts with getting clear on your unique sales proposition. And that's just an industry term for really showcasing what your unique brilliance is. And I like to give it an acronym. For me, I call it the brilliant, unique gifts and skills that everybody has. And it's BUGS. What are the brilliant, unique gifts and skills that you particularly have as an entrepreneur that you bring to the table? What is that secret sauce that you have? What is that wow factor that you have? What's that signature move that you do? What's that big thing that you do differently or better than someone else? Or what makes you you? You know, what makes you different? And why should someone do business with you? You know, and it's that thing that you like to wow people with. You know, if you think back to some of the famous entertainers and sports legends, you know, for James Brown, it was that split. You know, every time he did a live performance, we saw him do that split. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, for Michael Jackson, it was that moonwalk. When he first introduced that on the Motown special, you know, it wasn't the first time somebody came out with that dance, but he made it famous, you know, and so it became his signature move. It was what wowed us. You know, with Muhammad Ali, it was him dancing all around. And, you know, so we just know that everybody who soars to success and really becomes brilliant at what they do, they have this signature move. They have this wow factor. They have this unique thing about them that they come up with. So you have to come up with something that is unique for you. And that's going to help you to be more comfortable selling yourself.
I like that. I like that. So what is the best advice you would give women to learn about soulful selling?
To learn about soulful selling.
Oh, my gosh.
You just did Sigmund Freud flip. So for advice I would give about soulful selling, first I want to say you have to silence the inner critic. You have to stop thinking so much like a critic of yourself. Believe in yourself. Stop being your own worst enemy. And then you have to optimize opportunities. So many people don't sell their products and services because they don't take advantage of opportunities that are staring them right in the face. And, you know, I heard somebody say once that poor means passing on opportunities regularly.
Mm-hmm.
So when you pass on opportunities regularly, you're not selling your products and services, you're actually becoming poor and poor, more poor every day.
Wow.
And then the other thing is you have to apply some of action. You can't just sit around and think that people are going to come to you and ask to be your customer, ask to be your client. It doesn't work like that.
I wish.
No. Even if you had a storefront and people, you know, you got automatic traffic, there's going to be a day and a time when that traffic dries up, and what are you going to do then? So you have to apply massive action to attract and get people to learn about who you are and the benefits of what you have to offer, and think about what your goals are. Like you said at the beginning of this call, like what are the ultimate things that you want to achieve? And then think about how you want to act, what activities you want to do in order to achieve those goals. Write it all out. And then finally, realize that the responsibility starts with you. You know, you cannot sell anything if you're not willing to show up and do the work. So that's one of the main things that you have to do is show up, realize the responsibility is yours, and do the work.
Yeah. That is huge. That really is huge. As women entrepreneurs, you know, being in business, you and I both have been in business for a while. So what would you share with aspiring entrepreneurs to help them start in the selling process? So sometimes people don't start businesses because they're not sales. They say, I'm not a salesperson. I've heard that before when it comes to traditional businesses, network marketing, direct sales, those type of businesses. People say, oh, I'm not a salesperson, so, you know, I wouldn't be interested in that opportunity or in that business. So what advice would you give to those that think that they want to be entrepreneurs, but think that they're not salespeople?
Well, first of all, if you want to be an entrepreneur and you don't have a sales background, it's okay. That's the first thing you need to know, is it's okay, because not everybody who starts a business has a sales background, but sales is an acquired skill. We aren't born sellers. You know, some people, you know, think that, you know, they're natural born sellers, and they might be, but for the most part, sales is an acquired skill. So you can learn to sell anything. And first, you have to believe in yourself. And second, you have to believe in what you are offering. I've seen people try to sell something that they didn't believe in, and it was just really painful, right? They were trying to talk you into something because it felt like they were really trying to talk themselves into it, and then by, you know, default, try to talk you into it as well. But it was because they didn't believe in what they were selling. So when you don't believe in what you were selling, you come across as inauthentic and fake and phony, and people are not trusting of you, and they feel like you're just about the money, because they're like, you don't even believe this line yourself. Why are you trying to sell it to me?
Right.
You know, so you got to believe in yourself. You got to believe in what you have to offer, believe in what you bring to the table. But then more importantly, you have to be prepared. And that means do your research, do your homework, and plan, you know, because failing to plan is planning to fail. And so, if you're not going to do your homework and do your research about who you are targeting, that's the first thing. What group of people are you targeting for whatever it is that you have to sell? You know, and once you think about that target market, you got to think about what are their pain points? What can I actually do to help them with whatever problems that they're having that I can solve? And so once you come up with that plan of how you're going to help them, you have to market that plan and then attract those people to you. And then once you attract them to you, then you're able to easily sell them because they've already learned about what you have to offer and they already believe that you are a part of the solution. Does that make sense?
That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. So to our aspiring entrepreneurs, you don't have to be a salesperson to be in business. I think it's just really important to – I think it's just like with anything, when you want to be an entrepreneur, you just have to know which skills you actually bring to the table and then the skills that you don't bring to the table. So if you're not a salesperson, then that's when you will hire someone like Lori to help you with your sales plan, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Because every industry – every expert needs somebody to help them in an area where they're not strong. So that's the whole point of being in business, whether you're a solo entrepreneur or you're a small business owner with a staff of 5 or 10, it doesn't matter. You have to hire people and get people around you that are strong in areas where you're weak. And if you need a business coach or, you know, sales or marketing coach, you definitely want to look at somebody like me who can help train you in that area because, like I said before, I've taken entrepreneurs that have no formal training in sales or marketing and have taught them a step-by-step system that I have written for entrepreneurs with those challenges, and they go through the training, and in 3 to 6 months, they are raring to go and getting results in their businesses and, you know, getting new customers and making more money. So it's definitely an acquired skill, and anybody can learn how to sell.
That's encouraging. So you talked about training. So that was kind of my next question. What resources and trainings do you offer to entrepreneurs on this topic?
Well, I wrote a program called the Sales Mastery Success System, and it is a program that offers entrepreneurs hands-on interactive training with me. You get a training system, a notebook full of training material, and we cover about 10 different modules of sales success. Everything from how to develop a winning sales mindset to getting over stumbling sales blocks. I teach you how to master the sales pitch, how to define your target market, and how to establish the rituals that you need to do in terms of generating leads for yourself, how to become an expert in your field, and mastering the close. It's just a lot of information that is really like a sales 101 with a little bit of advanced sales techniques and strategies in there as well. So I offer this program in two formats. It's a home study system or a training course where you can actually work with me as well as be in a group setting. So you can find it on my website, which is qualitymediaconsultants.com, under the Small Business Solutions tab.
Cool. So do you have a train? Now, you said there's the home study course, which, of course, people can do on their own. But do you have the other one? Do you have something coming up soon?
Yes. This class, actually, I have a class actually starting in March. So if anybody is interested in joining that class, all they have to do is just go to my website and fill out the contact information, and I will get that and then turn around and send them information about the next class.
Okay. Well, for our listeners out there, if you are one of those entrepreneurs that are challenged in the area of sales, I would highly recommend that you take Lori up on this training course, because if you're not selling, you're not going to be in business very long. That's a sad reality. It's like, so if you either need to learn how to do it, or you need to hire somebody that knows how to do it, or somebody that can teach you how to do it. So let's go to her website and get more information about her training course. So I'm kind of cutting today's show a little bit short, because I'm just taking it into consideration that you're not feeling well, and so I'm kind of speed racing through my questions, and but it's not because I don't want to do the show. I'm just really trying to be mindful of you, because I'm so impressed by the fact that you're here with the flu.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I do. I really do.
Yeah.
I took my medicine before we started, so I'm hanging in there.
Yeah, so we're
gonna. I feel like I sound like a frog, though.
Well, I know one of the things that the flu does is it makes you really, really tired. So, again, I'm very, very considerate of the fact that you're not feeling 100%, and I hope that our listeners don't discount your expertise as a result of that. It's just because it could happen to any of us. It's just that time of the year. But I wanted you to give our listeners your contact information, because I know you're on Facebook and Twitter, and you've already given out your website, but give them your how else can they connect with you?
Anybody wanting to connect with me, please follow me on your favorite social media outlet, whether it's Facebook. I'm at Lori A. Mann. And I have a business page, which is Quality Media Consultant Group. And you can also find me at Instagram and Twitter at Miss Quality Media. That's MS Quality Media. And I'm also on YouTube. You can subscribe to my channel. I give video tutorials on various topics surrounding sales, marketing, and advertising. And, of course, my website, again, Quality Media Consultants with an S, .com. And I'll go ahead and give my phone number as well, which is 404-432-0444.
Alrighty, so make sure that you are connecting with Lori if you need help with your sales and or marketing. So as we close, Lori, I wanted to ask, did you have any final tips that you want to leave with our audience today?
Yeah, I guess the thing that I would say in regards to soulful selling, remember that when you are trying to increase your business and grow your bottom line, the more you take a heart-centered approach around helping people and being of service, the money will take care of itself. It will come to you a lot easier and a lot quicker if you really showcase to people that you are in it, not just to gain money, but to be of service and to help them solve any problem that you specialize in. So when you come from a heart-centered approach and you really care about people and you show people that you care and you have something that helps them, trust me, they close themselves a lot of times.
Yeah, and that's not something that could be faked either. That's really authentic. That's genuine. And some people just don't have it because they're not authentic people, but that's an excellent final tip. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. And I appreciate this, Bernadette. I really do. I've had a blast.
I certainly have, too. And I hope I didn't hold you too long. Go get you some fluids and some rest and and get back to 100% so you can get back to doing what you do, helping people sell and market their business. I appreciate you being here again. I honor you for your work ethic of showing up. You know, because if you could have easily sent an email or had your assistant call and say, hey, I can't make the radio show today. So I appreciate that about your work ethic.
You're so welcome.
Yeah. So to our listeners, again, thank you so much for being a part of our show today. Again, we're cutting it a little bit short just to be mindful of our guests. Make sure that you connect with her either on Facebook, on Twitter, LinkedIn, or on her website. She has a newsletter that she publishes. She has a free ebook on her website if you want to access that. She's on YouTube. She's all over the place, and she's making it happen, helping small business owners. And so if you are in business and need help with sales or aspiring to be a business owner and think that sales is not your thing, then you will probably benefit from one of her small business solutions. So, again, thank you, Lori, for being here. Praying that you get better real quick.
Thank you so much, Bernadette. You have a blessed day.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.